When someone you love is hurting, it's natural to want to take their pain away, but there's a healing we all need that only Jesus can give. Let me share with you about the one who carries what we can't and who offers a deeper, lasting hope for every hurting heart. Have you ever wanted to take someone's hurt away, but you just couldn't? I've been there. My husband battled a pretty bad cold not too long ago, and as we say here in the South, it decided to settle in his throat. Have you ever said that? Well, that means he lost his voice. And if you know him, you know he's a talker. And so this really affected everything that he did. He couldn't answer calls about dogs, he couldn't communicate well with me, and maybe the worst of all, he wasn't able to tell any hunting or fishing stories. Well, okay, so besides losing his voice, it really was bad because he felt awful. I mean, he felt so bad that we thought that it might have been the flu at first. He had chills and aches, and he was just hurting all over. And his fatigue would constantly win over if he tried to do, like, even the smallest task. And my heart hurt for him because it's hard to see someone that you love hurting. I wanted to take away all the pain from him. In fact, at one point he said, I mean, isn't there someone you could call or some medicine that would make me feel better and just take all of this away? But there wasn't. There was no way for me to bear his sickness, his pain, or his suffering. And I know you've probably felt like that before too. Maybe with your spouse, definitely with your children, or maybe even a dear friend. You want to take their pain away and you want to make everything better, but you can't. We're limited in our ability to heal, but not Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17 says, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Jesus healed the sick. He cast out demons. He took away the pain and the suffering of disease, and he ministered unto these people. I mean, can you imagine how long they had hurt or dealt with these issues? His name had spread so fast, and people believed that he could heal them. And so they came in droves. They were seeking Christ for his healing power. But here's the thing. Jesus didn't just bear the sickness and infirmities on that day for a few. He bore the weight of our sins as he died on the cross for all. Let's read this morning from Isaiah 53, and we're going to look at verses 4 and 5. It says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Jesus came to heal, but he knew we needed more than just physical healing. We needed to be healed spiritually. Do you realize that without Jesus, we're spiritually dead? Our sins have separated us from God and all that is good, and it's earned us death. But God doesn't just leave us there. Listen, there's hope. If you believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, the holy and righteous one that gave his life for your sins, was buried and rose again, and if you repent of your sins, that you recognize that you're a sinner and in need of saving, and you turn towards God and away from your sins, you can receive the ultimate healing that he offers. That's what salvation is. By his death on the cross, he has defeated death. His resurrection proves that he's overcome the grave and he's victorious. See, we're limited, but he is all-powerful to forgive and to heal. And while in this life, we may not always be healed physically, Jesus promises to heal us spiritually. He walks with us through the pains and the heartaches of this world, and then one day leading us to our heavenly home. The invitation is here. Come to the feet of Jesus. Lay down your burdens and your pain. Trust Jesus to take those from you and heal you. I mean, isn't that a beautiful promise? Friends, there is so much more that we could talk about. Let's spend a little more of our morning together. If you've already signed up, you'll get some questions sent to you that'll just kind of guide you through our study this morning. And if you haven't signed up, what are you waiting for? Text the number on your screen so you can get this extra resource. Okay, so grab a refill on your coffee and let's spend a little more time this morning with the Lord, okay? All right, enjoy your day.